We were out soul winning the other day, and this guy's trying to tell us that he believes in speaking in tongues. He's telling us about his charismatic experiences. And I told the guy, I said, well, I've never met anybody, ever, who believed in so-called Pentecostal tongue speaking, who was saved. Because they all believed that you could lose your salvation. They all thought it was by works. And this guy said, well, you've met one now, because he said, I believe you cannot lose your salvation, and I believe it's all through faith. Of course, a couple minutes later, he told us that he did not believe hell existed, and that a loving God would not send anyone to hell. So, you know, basically, my record is still unbroken. I've never met a saved person who believes in tongue talking. You know, this guy, yeah, he had eternal security, right? But he doesn't even believe in heaven and hell. Okay, so there you go. And so that should right there just prove to you that all this phony Pentecostal tongue speaking is not real. Because everybody who believes in it isn't saved.
That's right.
And everybody you've ever met in your life who is saved doesn't believe in it. Let me think. See what I mean? The Holy Spirit's power, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost upon you, is for the purpose of preaching the Word of God and getting people saved. That's what it was for in Acts 2. That's what it resulted in Acts 4. That's what it was in Acts chapter 10. That's what it always is. It's not some kind of a freak show of snake handling and rolling in the aisles that we see across America today with the so-called charismatic movement.